From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. State health officials hosted a public hearing last night on the Manoman Health Center's transition from a critical access hospital to a rural emergency hospital. CEO Dale Kruger says the main difference is they will no longer be accepting hospital inpatients.
But otherwise, the ER is exactly the same. Radiology, X-ray, MRIs, our lab department, our therapies department.
He says the public won't notice any changes.
None of our employees will be displaced. There's no adjustments there. Our workforce will remain exactly the same.
The move will force residents to travel to places like Bemidji or Fargo for inpatient care. The planting pace is ahead of normal in Minnesota. USDA's latest weekly crop report said, with more than 4 days suitable for field work across the state, corn planting advanced to 30% complete. That's a week ahead of last year and 4 days faster than the five-year average. Soybeans are 14% planted, 9 days ahead of a year ago, and 5 days ahead of the usual pace. For small grains, spring wheat is 48% planted, 30% of the barley crop is in. Half of the intended oat acres have been seeded. Sugar beet planting eclipsed 80% and potatoes are 19% planted. A Moorhead Freeze employee was recently let go because a customer gave her a $100 tip. Seth and Lisa Swenson say a customer put a $100 bill in the tip jar while their daughter Emily worked. Emily told a customer she couldn't accept such a big bill, but the woman drove off. Lorraine Moore, owner of Moorhead Freeze, says it's her policy that accepting bills over $20 is a violation, as some customers are elderly and could be dealing with dementia. Moore says she warned Emily, adding no one is in their right frame of mind, tips $100 at a place where every menu item is under $12. The Swensons say their daughter is ready to move on and wishes the best for her friends at Moorhead Freeze. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.